Chapter 9, Island, Gaiman. He's not quite sure when he washed up on this island, if when existed at all when he did. Gaiman just remembers before and after now. Before, blue waters that weren't always dark and gold slinking its way between his fingers. And after, the island waking up on a shore to find himself trapped. The island of rare animals was known for its thievery, after all, stealing treasure and lives and parts of animals, all to merge them into something new. The head of a three-headed wolf, Gaiman notes one day, growing out of the body of a crocodile with 1,000 teeth. Rare animals, because the island creates them. Gaiman thinks before he was a demon, with long curling horns and scaled hardness to his skin. His claws had pinched for money, and he would walk dark eastern waters, had looked out over the sea and dared to be the first to sail. Gaiman has been here for a long, long time. The island was bone when he first arrived, and he's watched as animals arrived and didn't die, and animals be born and never live. Green like snakeskin sprouted from the cracks in his island's skull, and there is still treasure, buried beneath the waves in hollow caves of bone. He doesn't know when he came here. After, Gaiman isn't quite a demon anymore. He's something more, something that sinks into the island's crust and something that traps itself into a box. He doesn't want to break free. He's afraid of who he'll be when he does. After, Gaiman is a protector. After, Gaiman is the islands. After, Gaiman was the first to walk these shores, and therefore he is the sentinel. He doesn't know how to be anything else, even when a boy like Death comes to his island and shows him the truth of the treasure. It's fine. The moment the island made him its, Gaiman stopped caring about treasure.